Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Quadulin. I am one of your hosts, Quadulin, and here's my husband.
Hello.
Kenny. And tonight, we will be discussing sibling rivalry. Arguing and fighting between siblings can cause a tremendous amount of stress on parents and families as a whole. How can parents deal with sibling rivalry? Is there a way to avoid it? Thank you for joining us on tonight, Tuesday, March 14th, 2017. It is 8 p.m. Eastern. If we have any callers that are streaming, please give us a call, and you would like to join in on the conversation, please give us a call at 657-383-1571. Again, that's 657-383-1571. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines. Caller Indian 1398, are you there?
Yes, I am, babe. How you doing?
Hey, Ms. Brenda, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. No complaints.
Good. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I should have been back here. But, you know, the few times I called in, you know, y'all wasn't having it.
Oh,
the times
okay,
that I did
yeah.
call in. So it kind of got me off track.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm back on track now. I'm back on track now. That's all right. How everybody
yep.
doing?
We're doing good. I'm trying to find my little That's notebook good. I just had in front of me. I don't know what I did. Oh, we're doing good.
That's
Thank God. Good. I walked out. Okay.
Y'all got snow?
No, ma'am. It was supposed to snow.
Oh, are you glad?
I am. I'm very glad. I don't like snow. I'm ready for spring.
Yeah, it's snow like we gonna get it, do it.
Mm-mm.
39 degrees.
Yeah. I'm tired of this cold. So it's gonna be good for spring, and it'll be good to get out of this cold place. You know, come home for a little bit. Get out of this cold place. Yeah, I just had my notebook. I don't know what I did with it. All right. but you know your line is open, Miss Brenda.
All right, baby. Thank you. I'll be listening.
All right. Hey, Mish. How you doing?
I'm good, Pastor. How are you?
Doing good.
That's good.
Okay.
I heard your topic. I don't know how much feedback I can give because, I have, you know, children who seem to argue, especially the younger two. But for myself, I'm my only child, so.
Well, yeah, you are. But, you know, you can tell us how you deal with it with your children. So I'm glad you brought that up. Do you find it harder for you to deal with sibling rivalry because you never experienced it?
Yes, I do. And I look to my husband, who grew up kind of like in our family structure. He was the oldest boy, as my son is the oldest boy, and then he had three younger sisters. And from his perspective, and just like from, you know, my oldest son's perspective, he really doesn't get into it too much with the younger ones, you know, but I do find that my younger two argue a lot just over things I seen as ridiculous, but hey, with their age group, it's probably important, you know. So I sometimes I just let them get it out because I find it funny. I would lie, I find their arguments funny, but that's just me, you know.
Right. We have, of course. The younger two, mainly. Well, you
yeah.
know, they fuss all the time, so.
I think, just from doing some of the school counseling work that I've been doing, it is good to have a healthy debate because, you know, they're younger, so. It's better for them to get it out, and in my opinion, I think it's also better for them to find the solution before I jump mm-hmm. into it. So it gives them good problem-solving skills.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So that's why I kind of just sometimes I let them go at it, but sometimes I just don't want to hear it, or I'm studying and things like that, so I may say, hey, girls, y'all need to calm down. You know, but I just truly believe it gives them good problem-solving skills if parents don't jump in it all the time because they have to learn how this world works. So they
right.
have to learn how to communicate with other people that they may disagree with in a in a debatable fashion without going into the negativity as most adults do with the name calling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's why I kind of just let them go, because it's good conflict resolution, good problem solving skills that they're learning as they, you know, debate it out between each other on their likes or dislikes, or why somebody took something and they shouldn't have took something. And to me, it just teaches a whole bunch of things, because they're siblings, they share the same room. So sometimes, you know, somebody touched something somebody else's that shouldn't be touched. So it teaches all that, just in my opinion.
But you're right. You're right. And conflict resolution is a very healthy resource in order for kids to learn how to stand on their own, too. I think it helps them deal with bullies, you know, because kids are at the age, you know, that Anaya and Cameron are. They're at the age where, I've come to realize that girls are very possessive, right? If it's something that they put their hands on, it's theirs, you know. And I learned that from my Mariah book. Yeah, I mean, they share, right? Mariah shares, but when it's something that she don't want to share and she feel like it's hers because she had it first, you can cancel Christmas because she ain't giving it up. And she gives this
right.
loud, high-pitched scream that can break glass. You know?
Okay, shatter your whole bone structure. I know.
I'm telling you. I have to cover my ears every time she does it because it's so loud and piercing. But with that conflict resolution, it also brings about definitely a healthy relationship amongst siblings, because, you know, many of us can attest to it. You witnessed it through your children, Mish. But many of us can attest to it is that siblings can be in a very heated debate or heated discussion. And somebody from an outside source come in, and they'll jump on them together. They'll team up and jump on them together. And then they'll go back to finishing what they got to finish after they get an opportunity to do it. But
right.
right. I mean, you can't just step in there and think you're going to block it.
Yeah, I've seen it in action with even Alani and Cameron. Prime example, some kid, older teenager, was messing with Alani out at the park. And Cameron, with her 9-year-old self, jumped in like, you ain't going to mess with my sister, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, Lonnie brought her home. And then those two started to argue because Lonnie was like, I had the problem under control. And Cameron was like, well, I'm making sure that you're protected because you're my sister and I want nobody to bother you. And I was like, there's nothing I can say about that. And that's what we taught you.
That's it.
You know, I was like, hey, you know, she's right. She sees somebody out there messing with you, she's supposed to, you know, hop in that, because y'all are family, and that's what y'all do, regardless of the arguments, debates, and, you know, disagreements that go on in the house. When y'all out in public and somebody messing with you, the other one is supposed to jump in, or at least make sure you got it under control, you know, stand behind you. Like, yeah, if you swing, we both going to jump. So, you know, that's...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's good. See, that right there is healthy child rearing, because, you know, the kids are protective of one another. Even when they upset with each other, they still protective of one another. Ain't nobody finna mess with my brother or my sister.
Right.
And I think that tremendous amount of stress that my wife is speaking on, it comes about because, you know, parents, we go all day through the hustle and bustle of doing this, doing that, making this decision, doing that, doing this, and doing that. And when we hear kids fussing, then the first thing we do is like, Lord, I do not feel like hearing this right now. Y'all cut it out. And then,
right.
And that's me. You know, I could have had a long day at work, or I'm trying to do homework, like you mentioned earlier, Mish, and sometimes kids can stand in the way of that. And then you're like, look, y'all need to figure this thing out. Y'all need to cut it out. I don't feel like hearing that fussing. I've been at work all day, or I've been on my feet all day, or I've been cooking, or I've been ripping and running all day. I don't feel like hearing it. And that does cause some stress. But most of the time what we do is just send the kids upstairs and let them figure it out on their own. They eventually go. It's sometimes with kids, it's a love-hate relationship. One minute they loving each other, next minute they hating and they fighting. Then they loving each other and they hating and they fighting. So yeah, that's the stress I think that brings about too.
Yeah. You're right.
Okay, we have Keto on the line. Welcome in, brother. How you doing?
I can't complain. Glad to be here. How's everybody?
Great. Well, we hear you're the expert at sibling rivalry here amongst children. So we need you to grace us with some of your knowledge, brother.
I don't know if
your wife definitely edified you to the fullest on that one.
I don't know if I'm the expert, but you know, I grew up in a house. There was four of us growing up. So, you know, like, there was kind of a rivalry. You know, like, we all knew who my dad's favorite was. You know, my mom, she was a little bit better at hiding it. But, you know, there was kind of a somewhat of a rivalry. And, like, with my kids, I don't think there's as much as a rivalry because we all try to give them attention, you know, individually and together as a family. But, I mean, I'm sure, you know, if you would ask them, they would say, oh, yeah, there is.
Right.
Just saying that, and Alani is right behind me, and she said, I am the favorite. There's no question about it. You know, and I'm like... and she's like, everybody knows. I'm your favorite. And I'm like, I don't have a favorite. Every time this question comes up, I don't have a favorite child. I love you all the same.
Right.
And now
right.
She just asks me why I'm lying. She's too funny.
Well, you know, I try to talk to my wife about that because she says, you know, Mariah calls me mom, but she calls you my dad.
She does.
Okay.
She does.
But little girls, we know, bruh, Keto. Miss Brenda, Mish, we know little girls are possessive. When they feel like it's theirs. Now they'll share. They have a heart of gold. But when they don't feel like sharing and they closing that heart of gold up real quick, they ain't gonna share. And I think that's just what Mariah does. But she shares me equally with her brother and her brothers. But the thing is, little girls, they had this way of making you realize that they're present and they're right there in your face versus little boys are like, hey dad, and then they're saying, no, boom, they're playing, you know, they're doing this or they watch the TV. Mariah, when I come home, I'm talking about from the moment I get home, she's like a little magnet. She sticks right to me and everywhere I go she goes and she follows me. And then when I be like, hey boo, how you doing, I show her some attention, then she's like, okay, I'm good now, you show me some attention, now I'm gonna go play. But when I come back, Dad, I want you to make sure you know I'm here.
Girls are, it's also different with men and girls. You know, and that's why I say it all the time. Girls make you soft. They make, as a man, a girl will make you soft. Because, you know, like with Gary, you know, like he'd be little and he'd come in the house, you know, oh, I got a boo-boo. That man rubs dirt on it, go outside, go play. With a little girl, it's like the whole world can end it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, my goodness, you're going to be okay, blah, blah, blah. You know, but with the boys, you don't do that.
Right.
And it's just part of the makeup of, you know, it almost goes back to how they say, like, you know, stop crying. You're a boy. Men don't cry. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And it kind of makes me think, like, is that right? Because that's technically not true. But it's almost like, I don't know. It's like girls, the relationship between a man and a daughter is definitely unique. You know, because I got three daughters. And I have... like a different relationship with all three. You know, like, you know, I have like a special thing that I do with each of them, and like they know that that's their thing. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but I just know a relationship between a man and a daughter is definitely different than a man and his son.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. And you know, sometimes
rivalry too.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I was just about to say, you know, sometimes I think the fact that they're different, it's misconstrued or misunderstood as, oh, you treat her better than you treat the boys. Well, a man is not supposed to treat a little boy as delicate as a flower or his princess like he does his little girl, you know. Now, you know, that's something wrong if a man is treating his son like his princess, you know, and treating it like, well, let's have tea time, son. Let's do some tea. Well, let's play with the doll, son. Versus little girls. You know, little girls, they demand that attention. And Mariah, she makes me feed her baby. I have to burp her baby. I have to change her baby. I put her baby, see, I told her, I said, hold on, baby. I said, I'm doing more than you. You the mama.
See, that goodness, you know, that is one thing. That is one thing that my daughters didn't ask me to do, thank goodness. You know, I never, with Alani, I did. With Alani, I had to feed the baby and all that other stuff. But for the most part, you know, like Cameron and I were born so close to each other that they just played with each other. And so I didn't have to do tea time unless, you know, like they would usually come up, Daddy, we're putting on a show. Come watch our show, you know, and then they'd go do some dance routine or something and we'd have to watch. But
yeah, Mariah does it with her little triplets.
Now I gotta say, y'all, just give him a little boot some props. That little girl is gonna make sure her baby got a change of clothes on. They didn't ate. They didn't had their diaper changed before she go to bed every night. Now she has one baby that sleeps with her. The other two, she just throw them over in a little cart. Or sometimes she'll leave him in a rocking chair covered up on the pillow. But she got one baby that sleep with her, but I don't think she's developing, you know, favoritism amongst her children. That just was her first baby, you know. But with the boys, you know, I got to sit around and I got to listen to that. There's a new Batman movie coming out. Or, Dad, did you see this movie? Like, son, I took you to go see it. And we talk about it 30 times. Yes, I remember that movie. Now, that's the difference between the boys. Now, there's really not a sibling rivalry where they fight for attention with my wife all the time or me. But there are times, because y'all know me and my struggle with parents, and I had a hard time, you know, being able to just separate and be able to have a balance. And what the issue was, I didn't know how to actually enjoy my children and be able to just do, you know, father things with the kids. But, you know, I asked God to give me some strength and give me help to do it, and he showed me and gave me a good direction. So what he taught me definitely is making sure that I kind of had that separate the wolf from the pack concept with the kids, you know. They used to always be together. They together, you know, 24/7. But there are those times that those kids just need that individual undivided attention. But sometimes and I feel bad now that I've learned how to do it. I'm like, man, I wish I had known how to do this earlier in life, you know, when they were younger. But I'm glad the Lord has got me to this point. But I feel kind of torn between my children sometimes when I take one of them to the store with me and the other two be like, can we go? And I be like, nah, I'll take y'all another day. But they live with expectancy to have that day when it's just me and them. Or mom and them, and you know, I love it.
And I think I don't know if we can really avoid sibling rivalry. I think the problem comes in where it is, you know, like you guys were talking about, the healthy and the conflict resolution. And in some cases, it's not healthy. For me and my sister and I, we grew up in. You know, our sibling rivalry wasn't healthy. It was very unhealthy, as a matter of fact, for some, you know, different reasons. It caused a lot of stress on us. It caused a lot of stress on my mom. And, you know, it definitely did not teach conflict resolution. That's not what it taught. It was, it was very, very stressful. And, you know, so that's when I think there's a balance in everything, you know. So how do we avoid it when it's there? You know, when it gets to that point where it is unhealthy. We know that, you know, it comes from, it's arguing and fighting, you know, among siblings or whatever. It comes from jealousy, and as we talked about before. Excuse me, like you were saying, Keto, someone feeling as though they're the favorite, you know, that kind of stuff. And so sometimes the kids become very angry. You know, sometimes it's more than just kind of battling for attention. You know, just, oh, I want some attention too. But sometimes, you know, kids will get aggressive, that they'll get aggressive. And we know, you know, like in the Bible, we have examples of Jacob and Esau, Cain and Abel, Joseph and his brothers, you know, examples of sibling rivalry. One of them led to death, and, you know, it caused problems for generations. And so that's what we want to, you know, we want to try to make sure that we don't let it get to that extent. I know for my sister and we didn't start developing a healthy relationship until I lost the girls, and I was, what, 32 years old. You know, so it's not that everything was bad, not that we didn't have any good times growing up. However, we had a lot of struggles. It was a lot of struggling. And I was even talking to my mom, I think it was yesterday, and she was just saying how glad she, you know, how grateful she is now that we all have a relationship, because that was something that she prayed about. And now I look back and I see how much that weighed on her, and how much, you know, that stressed her. And now I know how, you know, I don't really know how much it made her cry, but I've heard her talk about it. So I can only imagine now, being a mother myself, just thinking about if my kids were like, if they were to end up being, which I pray not, you know, being like we were. And that would just break my heart, because it was hard. It was hard. It was, it wasn't how it should have been. But at the same time, you know, a lot of outside stuff. Now, my sister, she didn't treat me the best, but she didn't let nobody else mess with me. My brother, either I'm the middle, but they both feel like they have to look after me or whatever. So, you know, and that's still the case to this day. So, you know, I can say that we did come together when it, you know, came to that, when it comes to stuff concerning my mom, that type of thing. And then something else that we see when the sibling rivalry goes over into, you know, adulthood, and this breaks my heart, when the parents pass away and then the kids just, they just act crazy, you know, and they break up, they don't talk for years, and it's really sad that things happen like that when, you know, when parents pass away and things like that. So we definitely want to make sure that we are trying not to have favorites. Men, Kenny.
Put me out on the air like that.
I'm not saying, no, he doesn't have a favorite. But him and Mariah do have a different relationship. But, yeah, we really do try not to have a favorite. I was just trying to be funny. But he says the boys are my babies, but I don't think, I treat them all the same. That's what I do. I don't, that's different. But, you know, trying not to.
No, but that's true.
Hmm?
That is true. That is true. That is something that I've seen in numerous households, that, you know, that have boys and girls, is, you know, the girls typically will be daddy's girls and the boys will be mama's boys. You know, I've seen it in multiple households. So even if that is the case, don't feel bad, because it's not just you. That happens everywhere.
I don't think it's the case. He says it is. just think, I think I've had to be more of an advocate for the boys, you know, with him and his learning, you know, going through and learning and stuff. So that's what I think. But you disagree with me, don't you, babe?
You good, boo? No comment.
So, you know, I don't know, but I try, you know, I can say we do talk about this. This is something that we talk about. And we do try to show our kids equal attention. Even though, I mean, sometimes you can't because the younger ones do require more. But, you know, try to give them all what they need. And sometimes that's hard because they're at different stages and they have different needs. You know, and plus they have different personalities, so they have different needs. And so sometimes it is hard to do so. And when you're trying to give one what they need, you know, then the other one or the other two or whatever may feel like, well, you're giving him more or, you know, so it's just, I don't know. I think it's a continuous balancing act. You know, that's my opinion. We have another caller. Caller ending in 5359.
Oh, hello. This is Janelle calling.
Hey, Janelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Doing good.
Hello, madam. How are you today?
That's good. I'm doing good.
That's good.
Good. So we are talking about sibling rivalry. So if you have anything that you would like to input, please do. Your line
yes,
is
ma'am.
Open.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. that's just a funny topic. You know, I know how parents say they don't have favorites. I just don't agree with that. I think they do, but hey.
So you think every parent does? Are you a favorite?
No, ma'am. And that's why I feel that way. I'm not. No, ma'am. But I can, you know, just because if you go by off of, like, for example, like when children ask for things from their parents and one child is constantly told no, but then, you know, you go send that one child that's the favorite, it's always a yes. So that's clearly a sign that, you know, one is favored more than the other. So. I think so anyway. It's my experience with growing up having multiple siblings.
Okay.
That makes me feel not so bad because I'm an equal opportunity to tell you no, type of person.
Me too. Me too. Yeah, my mama told all of them no. Yeah, see. I'm trying to think. I don't remember any of us just getting. I think my mom, she was strict on all of us. I do think she probably gave my sister a little more leeway, but I don't think it was because of favoritism. I think it was because she felt like she needed it. That's just what I think. But I don't. Then I think she kind of spoiled all of us to a degree, too. I don't know. Still does in a way. That's what I think. What you think? Nothing, yeah, same thing? Okay.
Now, of course, y'all know, y'all, I done talked to y'all about, you know, how I was brought up. And you know, there are parents, because we can't act like, you know, it doesn't exist. There are parents that do have or do present favoritism when it comes to their kids, you know. And I was one of those kids that was, you know, named after my dad, and that right there caused a lot of trauma and stuff for me. And you know, my mom and my brother, they were always the cool ones. You know, they used to hang together, laugh together, you know, all that all the time. But with me, it was you're smelling your pee, you're smelling your muss. You know, I don't like your attitude, and I'm like, wait a minute, I don't even have an attitude. What's going on? But you know, now, you know, my brother and I, we have a great relationship. We did have some sibling rivalry, and you know, but our sibling rivalry was a little rough. You know, like my brother pulled a knife on me one time, said he was going to cut me, you know, and then I, you know, me being the big brother, I taunted him and teased him, was slapping him up, boom, 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 and then he kept swinging that knife at me. And thank God he didn't get me because he would have cut me. But we don't do that no more. Now when we talk, now when me and my brother talk, man, it's all love, you know. If it's something that both of us disagree about, we'll be like, man, well, you know, that's just my opinion, bro. You know, I ain't telling you what to do, you know what I'm saying? If that's what you feel, then that's what you feel. Unless it's just something that's just unethical, you know, or just flat out immoral, then we'll address it accordingly. But we don't really even fuss. I mean, he has his different views and different things and opinions on life, so do I, you know, and even with child rearing and parenting and just being married all together, just family life, you know, we have our own different views, but we don't really do all that fussing no more. So, I mean, it did bring about some great conflict resolution, because now we know how to talk like men instead of just, you know, some siblings today, you know, 30, 40, 50 years old that still fight like cats and dogs, whereas, you know, and I have that family, you know, on my mom's side and my dad's side, they get that liquid courage in them, and they didn't pump some of that liquid courage in them, and they get mad and go to fussing and fighting about stuff that they fought about as kids, and for you know, it's an all-out knuckle fight. But, you know, now, you know, my brother and I, thank God, you know, we don't fight like that, so I'm grateful to God for that.
Yeah, and I think also, you know, part of it too, being, you know, for us middle children, sometimes we feel left out as children, you know, we feel kind of overlooked, like we don't have our place, it's about the oldest one or it's about the baby, you know, and so you kind of feel like, well, what about me, and so I think that also plays a part, you know, when it comes to it, sometimes that can cause some issues, and we do see that with Jared. Like, Jared is going to try to fit in where he can, you know, he tries to fit in, and I guess that's where I have to be a little more conscious, shall I say. That would be me, because I know what it's like to be the middle child, and so I have to make sure I don't go overboard, you know, with trying to make him feel secure or whatever, because then that, you know, you can go overboard and it take away from Jeremiah and Mariah. So I do have to be conscious of that, because it's like my heart just go out to him sometimes, because I'm like, I know how you feel. Ken is like, I don't know why he like that. Oh, that middle child, you know, he be talking about us or whatever, because he's the oldest, so he don't understand our struggle in life. That's, you know, so we just have to, I guess try our best. Miss Brenda, what do you think? Do you think it's always a favoritism thing, or what do you think?
Sometimes it's favoritism. I'm a middle child, but I got more attention than any of them. And they got mad with me, and they used to say things like, Mama loved you the most. It wasn't that. I used to follow my mama everywhere she'd go. And my oldest sister, she was lazy. So I was really doing, you know, the jobs around the house, doing things for my brother, because she didn't want to do nothing. And my mom said, that's why I'm always getting her something, because she's, you know, she's my backbone. She always standing behind me. And I started that when I was a little child. And I started feeling like I was the mom or the big sister, you know. But there are favorites. People have favorites. And my two girls, when they were there, I was trying to find a little letter so I could read them to y'all, because I still got them. They say I don't throw away nothing. But one, my baby daughter wrote my older daughter, I guess she was about 4 or 5. And she told her that she was going to steal all her toys and run away. And I'm saying, what? She going to steal all her toys and run away. And she says, I wish I could find a little letter. She says something about roses are red, violets are blue. I don't want to play with you. I said, y'all do. But they basically fought as little kids. They kind of fought as on paper. You know, they write each other little notes and stuff. mm-hmm. and put them on each other's bed, and I would just laugh at them. I said, y'all just crazy. Mm-hmm. And my oldest daughter said, like, you love her more than you love me. I said, no, I don't. But see what it was when I was in the streets and I used to go to parties and go to things, I'd bring food home, and my baby would be waiting on me. And I would tell her, I said, don't tell your sister about I gave no brought no food. Ooh, she couldn't wait till the next morning. She said, oh, Nevada, you missed the mama brought so home. And I said, mm-hmm. oh, my goodness.
Just did it right now.
So I told her, I'm not doing that for you no more. I said, see, I wasn't showing you no favoritism, but since you be woke, I would let her eat, you know. So I had to stop doing that. But they each one of them, when they was little, you love her more than you love me. I said, no, I don't. I don't love nobody no more than I love her. I love y'all the same. And just like y'all was talking earlier about daddies, oh, honey, my girls act like I'm not even their mama. And they love their daddy. They love the ground he walk on. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just like his shower, you know. So it varies.
Yeah, it is. It is different. And you brought up, you know, that's something else, too. It also depends on personality. I was talking to my brother probably about maybe a month ago, whenever we found out we were going to Georgia. And so he feels, okay. So I was talking to him, and he said that feels that people give me a different type of respect like they give my mom compared to him and Keisha. Well, I know a lot of people compare me to my mom. They say I remind them of my mom, and I don't know, Ms. Brenda, I don't know how you and Kenny would be the ones that would say whether or not y'all agree or disagree with that, but I know both my mom and I, we're saved. We have a lot of, outside of me mm-hmm. being her daughter, you know, that's a lot of what we have in common. Even though my mom and I, we have a lot of differences, too, you know, that people don't see. Like, we have a lot of differences. And so, you know, my brother, he feels like, I don't know, like I have this, like I've always gotten this respect, like my mom got, that him and my sister don't get. But I, on the other hand, feel like the family and everybody is just more comfortable around them being themselves compared to me. That's what I think. But, you know, I don't know if we kind of saying the same thing. But that's how I feel about it. So I don't feel it's that they really have this respect or favor me in any type of way. I just think that, you know, from childhood on up until now, it seems like everybody has always just been more at ease around Keisha and Jonathan, maybe because yeah. of my personality or because I'm more conservative than either one of them. They're both very outgoing and, well, mm-hmm. you know, those of y'all who met my sister, my brother, y'all know how they are compared to me.
Yeah.
And you different, that's it. You do different. Your
yeah.
attitude is different from theirs, you know.
So, Pastor, am I the only child on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so I had to think, but I do have, I want to say, kind of a sibling-type rivalry, and it has to deal with, like, when me and my kids go home to my mom. That's my mom. You know what I mean? Like, there, you know, my mom is all like, oh, the kids. And I'm like, they're not paying me no attention, you know. And I remember one time, it's just me, and I'm sorry, I am selfish about my mother. That's my mother. So one time, like, her, Cameron, and Anaya were, like, all cuddled up on the couch. And I felt like I wasn't getting no attention all day. So, you know, I went and moved Cameron and laid up under my mom. All
right.
So
you moved your baby?
Yes. Mother, don't laugh. It's me. I'm an only child. I demand attention. You know what I mean? And you know, like I'm not going to lie, I get a little bit jealous when my mom pays them more attention than she does me. I really do. You know, maybe I'll work on that, but I don't know. You know, because you know how your mother is just all into your children, and I'm just like, I'm here, you know, I'm your child too, but she pays more attention to them, so I kind of get, you know, just a little jealous. And, like, I'll do things. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'll trip them.
You trip, bitch. I was with you till you said trip. Oh, yeah, you would have been horrible with a sibling.
And, you know, we'll start playing around, and one of them, you know, we'll play around, and then one of them, you know, like, will hit me, and then I'll run to my mom, like, Mom, Cameron hit me, just to get her in trouble.
Yeah, my kids do that. So you know exactly what we're talking about.
Just
to let you know, I understand what you're saying. My mom is like that about our kids, too. It's like, you know, it's all about the kids. And that I feel that same jealousy about Kenny. I think my mom takes Kenny's side over mine. And I think she favors Kenny over me.
We're going to let Miss Brenda help you.
Miss Brenda, do too. Miss Brenda crazy about you. Go ahead, Miss Brenda.
Wait a minute, what I need to ask for?
Yeah, what's the question?
Miss Brenda.
Yes,
Quadrilin believes that Mama Rose treats me better than she treats her. It's like she takes my side more. She said you even do the same thing with her. So, Miss Brenda, I need you to help me, Miss Brenda.
I take
help
the
me
peppermint.
Out. Let's put this thing on the table.
I take the fifth amendment.
See?
I plead the fifth.
See? Mish, I feel you. I'm right there with you. I don't trip them up or nothing like that.
Wait till they get older.
Yeah, I can't trip Kenny right now. You know, he close to the 40s. I can't do that. Might not end up being too good. But I feel you, Mish. I feel you. So I guess we all have a little, well, a lot of us, huh, have a little jealousy and competition on the inside of us and stuff. So do you guys believe, for those of us who've experienced sibling rivalry, do you guys think it's something that has caused any negative effects today? Outside of me, I think mine did. No, I know mine did. Anybody else?
Well, I would say that it did cause a bit of strain in my relationship with my mother. My father, though, my brother and I, we really ain't tripping about that, because we don't really have a solid relationship with him, so it's pretty much we see eye to eye. But with Mom, you know, with my brother, Mom is not, she's always right. She's not wrong, basically, in some instances. Whereas when my mother and I were talking, it was like, man, KJ, you know how Mom is, man. But that's about it. That's the only issue that I see that happen.
Well, for me, I think it caused some insecurity issues. Because, like I said, ours was unhealthy. It wasn't, you know, the healthy type or whatever. It was unhealthy, and I didn't realize until I was grown how much I had been affected by it. And so even now, I think it has caused some insecurities that I deal with in relationships, friendships, you know, my marriage. Kenny has definitely, you know, been very patient and worked with me a lot on that. But, you know, feeling like I wasn't wanted by not only, you know, my sister, but also my dad's my other sisters by my dad. And so it has caused some effects that I even deal with today for me. So I guess it's just, you know, about trying to make sure we, again, don't let it get that way. Don't let it get there. We don't want it to be. We do want them to know how to, you know, relate to each, to, you know, to speak up for themselves, to communicate. But we don't want it to be anything that's unhealthy. And of course, here are some things that, you know, y'all know I'd be looking up stuff. Online, you know, making sure we don't compare our kids, make sure we edify each one of them, make sure that we spend equal time, you know, as much as we can with each one of them, being fair. And sometimes kids may think we're not being fair, but we are being fair, and we have to take that into consideration too. Sometimes their perception is just not going to be what it, you know, our perception. We're going to have different perceptions. So, but making sure that we're trying our best. Also making sure that we're planning activities for all of us, you know, as a family, as well as individual time, allowing kids to have their individual time and space and, you know, their own friends, and just, you know, just trying to show them love and be as positive as we, you know, as we can. Don't let one get away with more than the other, unless it's an age thing. Of course, Mariah's going to get away with more than Jeremiah, you know, but you guys know what I'm saying. And so we just have to try to make sure that we are just, you know, doing the best we can. But that's really all I had. I didn't have too much tonight. Does anybody else have anything to say about sibling rivalry?
No. Well, I think we all deal with sibling rivalry, and I'm gonna take it to the spiritual aspect of things, because as you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, we tend to have our sibling rivalries. You know, you have some that feel they more saved than others. You have some that feel like they have a better gift than others when it comes to like singing and preaching and ministering, and you see that sibling rivalry even in church, where you know there are men and women that's in the choir that's fighting like, I sing that song better than you, and I should be singing that song, you know. That sibling rivalry even goes on within the Christian family. So we all have dealt with it on some shape, form, or fashion. But I want y'all to know something, right? Out of all the callers that have been calling in, we appreciate you for calling in. All the listeners, you know, whether you're streaming, we appreciate you for calling in. But y'all, we getting real slim on topics. We need y'all help. We need you. Please. We getting slim on topics. I know there's something out there about the family dynamic that somebody has experienced that many of us may have not. Please call in and let us know, or just shoot us an email, or not an email, but a message, or even a text, and say, hey, let's talk about this, and we would love to have some guest speakers come on the line and introduce the topic to people. Look, I don't mind being an assistant speaker on the side, you know, and being able to, you know, tap in and say, hey, let me go in and let me say something on this, because I got something I want to say on this too. So if you want to call in and you want to definitely actually host the show, let's talk about it. Please feel free to hit us up, you know, on you can hit my wife up or me up on Facebook. You can text her or myself, and then we can actually get on the phone, converse about the topic, see what the topic's about, and we can bring it on the air, y'all. But I want y'all to know, hey, no matter what, don't let nobody steal your joy. You know, just keep looking forward, keep pushing. And when people do you wrong, people smile in your face and laugh behind your back and stab you in your back, don't worry about it, because the Lord says that that he will bless those who persecute you for righteousness' sake.
Yes,
know that we love you,
yes,
though. We love you. We love y'all, and we're just honored to have you calling in. Jonelle, we miss you. We hadn't heard from you in a while. I know we've been – I know we canceled the show a little bit, but I can definitely attest, ma'am, that you've probably lost some nights of sleep. But it's okay.
Yes, sir,
it's okay.
You're right.
Yes, please kiss the baby. Look, I just want to let you guys know, thank you for your prayers for Jeremiah. He's doing great. He's already gone back to school. Surgery went well. So thank you guys for your prayers. Thank y'all for checking on him and everything. And yeah, so I wanted to say that also. Jonelle, get that baby a hug and a big old kiss for me.
Yes, ma'am. I most certainly will.
You
he's
help.
Sleeping right now. He has some shots today, but when he wakes up, I definitely will.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love
yes,
you guys.
Ma'am.
You all have a great
love
night.
Love you too.
And
you too, love you. Good night. Good night.